Yes, hello.
Hi, Miss Brown.
Hi, Nina.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How you been?
I've been good.
I miss you, Nina.
Oh, I miss you too, honey. How you been?
You wouldn't have never got to. Well, now I can't wish on that. No, I'm glad you moved up.
Oh,
that's
thank
being
you.
Selfish of me.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad that you moved up.
Thank you. How you been? You been staying out that hospital?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I just got out of the hospital about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, something like that. I mean, I've been in the hospital more since I've been here.
Wow.
And I know why already, because it's like a lot. They have like this suction thing in my kitchen, and it's something like the apartments here.
Uh-huh.
And my kitchen is like you can't put a table set in there or nothing. It's
yeah.
the refrigerator, the cabinets, the trash can, whatever's in the kitchen. It's a small kitchen. And all this dust be right on my microwave. It be all in the kitchen everywhere. It's something in there that it sucks out the air. It's a vent.
Mm-hmm.
And the vent, I guess the purpose for the vent is to suck the air and the dirt out of here. I guess that's the purpose for it. It's an old apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would look at the vent, and I had to clean it sometimes. I would have to clean it because it would all be all this dust and dirt and everything
yeah.
all on the vent. Like,
and that triggers that.
Yeah. Yeah, like piles of dust. And I would always clean it. You know, I would clean it, and I'd be like, hold up, wait a minute. Like, sometimes I have to go in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know, I'll be scared to even stay in the kitchen for long because I know that it's pouring in all the dust and the dirt from out this building, you know, like from the whole apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind, a lot of dirt and dust coming in because the windows are not insulated. Like I said, it's like a really old building. The windows, this apartment period, these apartments are not insulated at all. Like, I could smell when someone cooking.
Yeah.
I could smell it like as if they was inside my apartment cooking.
Oh, wow.
And they used to smoke weed, you know. It used to be a lot of, I could still smell when somebody smoked weed, but it used to be a whole lot.
Wow.
And it used to be, oh, God, it used to be horrible. And I used to smell weed in here. It would smell just like I was in here smoking myself.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't have no good suction. It's not good ventilation in here. They gave everybody air purifiers like a year ago.
Oh, and they suspected that was going to work for the whole building.
They said what?
They expected that air purifiers was going to work for the whole building.
They gave everybody an air purifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they never even said why. They just gave
probably
out.
Because people was complaining about the same thing.
Yeah, they never like it said why nothing. They just gave everybody air purifiers, and I already knew when they, you know, I said it's no way. It's 300. It's 180 units, I think, or
wow,
more
that's
in here.
A lot. Yeah.
Yes, and I said it's no way they gonna give out not housing authority. All them and the air purifiers are not cheap. They're not
they're
real
not.
Cheap.
Yeah.
And I said and they're not little teeny small ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
It's a standard size one that go on your floor in your room.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's no way that they want to spend all this money with these air purifiers and nothing, something is not wrong.
Right.
They know that the ventilation in here is not good. My niece comes up here. She used to come. She don't come no more. She used to come and she used to say, she said, please, she begged me to move. She said, Iwanda, please. She said, move. We got to move. She said, I'm just in my 30s, she said. And every time I come over to your apartment, she said, when I come in here, I can't breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
She said that. And I said, well, you probably because you got allergies. She said, I don't have allergies. She said, but if I did, why don't it happen anywhere else? Like,
right, yeah.
You know, so it's horrible.
It's not
man.
Circulating in here. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I just know that it's the ventilation in here.
Yeah.
Which is not good. Which is causing me to, the dust and the dirt, dust and the dirt and breathing in.
It'll flare up for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's flaring it up. And I know that you know, like other places I stay, of course it's going to be dust and dirt everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and unfortunately, Housing Authority don't have good ventilation. They just buy the buildings.
Right.
They put the buildings together. They fix it up good enough for someone to live.
Yep.
Right. And then that's it. They don't invest money in ventilation and good for, you know, for your apartment building to have good ventilation.
Right.
They don't do that. I guess, you know, we're a lower class, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess maybe that's why they really don't care. No, or just, you know, they don't want to spend the money to do that, which is a lot of people's health is going downhill, especially I think if they should do it in senior citizens' buildings. Start with senior citizens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the younger people can probably deal with this dirt and smog, some who don't have issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start with senior citizen buildings. That's for people older. They have issues, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I put in for a transfer, so I'm hoping, you know, that'll be coming through soon, hopefully.
Yeah,
with the good Lord as well, man. But, Nina, so, listen, the state called me.
Mm-hmm.
They called me Friday. It was my court, who is she? She's the coordinator, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to see me, last Friday. So, then she called me Friday that just passed. And I didn't see the call. It was a missed call. And I called her back, and she never called me. I mean, you know, she never answered. But yesterday I called her. I mean, yesterday she called me.
Mm-hmm.
She called me back. And she said that it was she said that she got something from your office, just off the office there, saying something about a missed time or something like that.
Missed visit?
You said, I know, like...
A missed visit is due to a hospitalization. We have to put a missed visit on the date of the hospitalization.
I haven't been hospitalized in over a month.
Okay, let me just see which... Did she give you a date?
She said it was recent.
Okay, let me see.
Because I asked her when, and she said, well, the next past few days.
Okay.
She said,
I don't see nothing from last week. I don't see nothing from 8:25 to 8:31.
The guy, the coordinator, I never even met him. He never even called me.
Yeah, let me just
say. I mean, he might have called, and it didn't pop come up with my ID caller as you guys, but I don't know if he called me or not. But,
yeah, I can see, because normally when they call and get contact with the clients, they normally put a note in the system. So I can check and see if Jose put a note in the system in your file. Okay, and then normally they have a note of any, like, hospitalizations or anything. Introductory monthly calls.
I think that guy, Jose,
uh-huh.
I mean, I think that, what happened was Khalif said that his phone, he said something about his phone was off or something like that. But then he said he clocked in. He still clocked in. He said something about the phone. If something was wrong with the phone.
If he clocked in on the cell phone, it's not going to work anymore. So if it was something wrong with that landline that he gave us to use, so he can clock in and out, then that's fine. But any other number that he used to clock in and out is not going to register. I see him.
He said it must.
I see it for August the 5th through the 7th. Now, let me see what note he has here.
Mm-hmm.
August the 5th through the 7th. This was me. I had to do the EIM because Khalif texted me and informed me that you was transported by ambulance to Roxborough Memorial Hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what that visit is for, the missed visit. And then services resume when you came out of the hospital.
Right. I mean, so it was for one day?
No, it's for...
Oh, it's just a missed visit from me being hospitalized.
And hospitalized, yes.
Okay, see, she's new. So she's just calling me about it Friday.
Yeah, that don't make sense. Because if she pulls the visit open, it'll say hospitalization. And it has an EIM attached to it with the probable cause on what happened, what caused you to go to the hospital. And I put that in because I'm the one that put the EIMs in. So,
right.
So 8-5, 8-6, and 8-7 is missed visits due to the hospitalization. But when you came home on 8-8, that's when Khalif clocked in.
Okay.
Yeah. So those days is for the hospitalization.
And so, and she's just now getting in touch with me about it.
Yeah.
I think maybe she knew, and it's just coming up on her.
Yeah,
I think she's new.
Yeah, because they got a certain amount of time when they have to close this out.
Right. Okay. Well, I told her. I talked to her. I told her, I said, well, no. I said, he hasn't missed no days. So she said, well, okay. She was like, okay, no problem. So I don't know what she put back in the computer or whatever. She might have put in there that he had missed, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we didn't get anything.
Okay.
Normally they'll call us just to cross-reference on why is there a missed visit, and then we just have to let them know that the caregiver reported a hospitalization.
Right,
they
okay.
They can see it on their end, on the EIM. I'm not understanding that.
Right. Okay. All right, well, no, I guess that's what it was then. Yeah, maybe like you said, yeah, she must be new.
Yeah.
I probably want to hurt a new patient. Yeah. How's everybody doing? What's her name? Miss what's her name?
Arlita?
Yeah, how
Arlita
doing?
Hospital.
Oh no.
Yeah, she had to get back surgery.
You know what? Everybody has to get. I have to get surgery on my spine. My girlfriend, her husband, he had to get surgery on his back.
Yeah, so she's out for a little bit.
Oh, or she'd be back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How Aaron doing?
Aaron's good. He's more out in the field. We see him maybe like once a month.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't stop past the office like that. Only if he got to pick up like any kind of paperwork or anything.
Oh, wait a minute. So he's out in the field. What is he now?
He does the same thing. He's just marketing and he does the wellness home visits and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. Well, you tell them all I said hello.
I will. I sure will.
Yeah, tell them I said hi and I miss them.
I definitely will.
Yeah. And so how you coming along?
Oh, I'm good, honey. Yes.
You liking what you doing now?
Yes, indeed. Yep.
I know that's right.
Yes. So a nice promotion and everything. Yep. So I'm good.
I know that's right. And you still there in the office?
Yeah,
good.
I got my own office and everything. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it, Nina. You've been with them for a while.
Yeah.
And through thick and thin, I mean, like you really went above and beyond for that company. So you deserve every bit of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Nina, let me call Khalif and let him know what's going on.
Yeah, just let him know what dates it was. Tell him he the one that told me. He texted me and told me when you was hospitalized and what happened.
Right, yes. Okay, yeah, I will. Okay. I'll definitely fit. I'm talking about she called asking what, saying something about a missed something, and, you know, he ain't know what I was talking about. And I said, she's saying you missed the day. You missed some time or something. Yeah, but, so I let them know.
Yep, and it was great talking to you. Don't be a stranger. My number's still the same.
Okay, well, I wasn't even sure because I knew you wasn't working in that department no more, so I wasn't even sure the number was the same, but I'm glad I know now.
Yep.
Yes, okay, Nina. Thank you so much.
Right,
and you take
welcome.
Care, Nina.
You too,
it's good
hun.
Talking
All
to
right.
you. I'll talk
Same
to you soon.
Here. All right.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye. Bye. Mm-hmm.